It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tanana Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we are talking about an exciting upcoming event that brings together resources, education, community, all focused on healthy aging. This coming Friday, May 8th, the Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit is happening at the Carlson Center, and it's a free all-day event designed to showcase what it means to be an age-friendly Fairbanks. Joining me today, we have Ashley with the Fairbanks Senior Center and Chris with Parks and Recreation, who both help bring this together year after year, I suppose. So thank you both for being here. I do want to jump right in and just kind of ask you, you know, tell us, what is this summit? Tell us about the summit.
What is it not? It's all kinds of beautiful things. Fairbanks Senior Center is jumping in this third annual summit for showcasing, as you mentioned, age-friendly services. It brings together vendors, medical professionals, our Parks and Recreation team, and just shares what events and services are available here in Fairbanks.
So for somebody who's hearing about this for the first time, what could we expect walking into the doors?
Well, you can expect free food, free education, and we have 45 to 50 exhibitors who have signed up who will be sharing their expertise in whatever area they may be, whether it's home modifications or signing up for services that only seniors are qualified for. A lot of information, a lot of people from out of Fairbanks who are statewide representatives. We have classes and seminars, talks about the what if, when, and how of assisted living. Considering writing a book, we have some authors that are like in a group conversation. Representatives from the senior games will be there. We will have exercise class demonstrations from me, Chris of Parks and Recreation, as well as Tai Chi and some other definitely very cool classes. Door prizes as well, I hear.
Door prizes as well.
You know, I'm really jealous I'm not 50 years old yet, but, you know, I think it's also just to highlight that it's not just for 50 and older. So a lot of people like myself, yes. I'm finding myself in that caregiver role right now. I'm doing some long distance caregiving for a grandparent in another state. So this is a resource event for everyone.
Sure.
And, you know, yes, they may give you a look like, oh, do I need a cardio? You look like you're in your 20s. That's the comment I usually get. But no, if you have an older parent or a grandparent or somebody in your life or you're just collecting resources, some of us are resource nerds, please come to the event.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I'm glad that you highlighted, too, that this isn't just for seniors. This is definitely a resource for the entire community to learn more about resources that are available for our aging population.
Well, and I can chime in. So I'm a volunteer coordinator for the Fairbanks Senior Center. And one of those things that I'm actively doing is recruiting people year round. Last year, I found some wonderful volunteers who were younger, but also volunteers who are of the population we serve. That's one way. I know that Alaska Senior Games, who is going to be there, that they always can use referees, people to help with their events. So if you're interested just in advocating for those senior populations and you're interested in serving, it's another good reason to go, because not only are you getting the resources and the education, but you're going to connect with those community partner agencies that will put you to work, take your skills, your effort, your time, your energy, and match you with, you know, those passion-led items.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if you're not sure how to help out or what to do, then I mean, come in and express your capacity. And I'm sure there's a volunteer opportunity. There's some way for you to help out if you have a desire and a pull to do so. And I love that this is a free event packed with activities and resources for everyone in the community. There's also some hands-on opportunities. There's a, I was reading a flyer there that, there's a car fit consultation, emergency go bags. Tell me a little bit about some of those.
Ooh, car fit. So we did a car fit event through one of our Aging and Disability Resource Center events at the Senior Center. Mm-hmm. It is so cool. So they set it up outside that there is some traffic cones. You get in your car, you pull up, and they basically go through, make sure your seatbelt is at the proper location. You get smaller as you get older. And
oh,
so
wow.
Eventually that seatbelt is up across your neck when it should be across your, you know, your sternum.
Sure.
It is designed, the event itself is designed to keep you safe so that if unfortunately you get in a collision, your body can withstand. And so they make sure that your seat is at the proper angle.
Right.
They will elevate that seat if needed. They will point out things that maybe you didn't know that was wrong with your car. Maybe your
wow.
headlight was out. We found that a couple times.
Mm.
And they kindly said, go to your local NAPA or whatever vendor of choice and you know, ask about getting a headlight installed. Right.
Right. That's, I mean, and that's incredible. See, that's something that I would have never actually thought of. You know, I've heard about, you know, car seat fitting and like making sure that the fire department comes through and does a check on your car seat and all that. And but I would have never even thought to have to reconsider that when you get older. But you're right. Your body changes, you know, physically, your height does change. And the way we're structured, I mean, that's I would have never considered needing to adjust your car, your actual seating, you know.
Yeah. And so one of the things we found is that at the last event, we almost everyone needed an adjustment of some kind. Nobody went through unscathed.
Sure, sure.
So the evaluator has a special class that they go through so that they do their checklist. And again, it's either elevating your seat, changing the recline, changing where your seatbelt is positioned. But all of it's worth it because I've known personally several seniors who've gone through an accident.
Mm,
and
mm-hmm.
one of the key things that they survived high impact collisions was because that seatbelt was in the right place, that
wow.
they went through maybe with a cracked rib, but they didn't have any other long-term issues
sure.
because they were properly fitted.
Yeah, and the tools helped as they should. And that's, yeah, that's incredible. Again, valuable information for everyone, for caregivers and for everyone alike, just to know what the criteria are. What is it that you're looking for when you need to adjust your seatbelt or your seat height and so forth? Learning those tips and tricks, that's super important, as you said, for safety purposes, which is great. So what are these emergency go bags? I mean, I know about a winter go bag where I've got my blanket and I've got, you know, flare maybe. And but what does our aging population need in a go bag?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what agency is providing the go bag.
You know, neither am I. I've seen some go bags, but
yeah. mm-hmm.
and typically, you know, they have the blanket and the stuff, and they have like they have medication containers for the medications you're going to want to have with
oh,
you.
Oh, sure, okay.
So just in like so you don't have to grab all your bottles. Like you have a week's worth of your actual needed medications.
Yeah.
You want to have water, of course. Typically, they've started putting cell phone chargers in these, or at least having extra cords.
Ooh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you are stuck in your car or at an unfamiliar place, you're able to charge your phone. Having a dead phone at the wrong time can really be a hindrance to
right.
whatever you're trying to do. Let's see what else is in there. Hey, I wish I knew.
I know. So we're going to be as surprised as everybody else. But the Senior Center has done one for a senior-specific go bag. I know that our prior kits included a denture container because who would want to leave the house in an emergency? And then, oh, what do I do with my dental
oh,
care,
wow.
right?
Yes.
What do I do with – and we provided not only the denture container, but a spare toothbrush. We provided 2 days worth of food. We provided refillable water and then several of the, you know, just 1 liter bottles to put in there. I don't think there's anything really challenging or specific to seniors other than those like tweaks, like
sure.
the denture.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we did find valuable, and again, stressing this to any interested community members who are putting together bags, that our seniors really liked wheels. That was the difference that they
oh,
said. Some
okay.
go bags will be too heavy if you're elderly and frail. And again, this is all kind of a senior-centric event. So just throwing that out there to the universe that, you know, for seniors, they love wheels. They can grab the handle.
Yeah, wheel you can haul a lot
them.
More with that for mm-hmm. sure. It's exciting to see how this event is bringing so many of the resources together in one place. For tuners just listening in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way, and I'm chatting here with Ashley and Chris talking about the upcoming Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit coming up this week here on May 8th. And I wanted to jump in a little bit to talk some more about, you know, these events, they don't just happen on their own. This is really a reflection of the work that goes on year round. And this is just a consolidated opportunity for people to see and gather for these resources. But for the Fairbanks Senior Center and the work that you do, what is it that you highlight, I suppose, most at an event like this, or what is it that brings you to this particular event?
Oh, great question. So it is to connect with the seniors in our community. Often they're trying to balance or figure out complex needs. And so it's just a really friendly space to have questions asked, explore. I'm looking into assisted living, and that could mm-hmm. be a really scary topic to bring up when you've been so independent your whole life, right?
Sure.
Or it could be that I am now a wife and my husband has these challenges, and what do I do? Because we all seem to think we have it together until we yeah. don't. But offering this platform, it is so friendly that we can give you resources with a smile. We can give you a card and say, maybe right now isn't the avenue or the private space, but come back and see us, and then we can explore
sure.
nutrition. We can explore nutrition, I say Meals on Wheels, that we can offer a ride to a medical appointment, that we can help get you connected with Aging Disability Resource Center housed in the Fairbanks Senior Center, that they can work on your power of attorney. They can connect you with long-term care and supports. They can answer the, how do I get into the Pioneer Home?
Yes.
All of those great things. And so this is just an easy, fun, light, just a good introduction to all of those things in our community that makes living here so wonderful. And I just want to, like, throw it back to Chris, because one of the things you mentioned is that we do this year-round. And so Parks and Rec is a huge backbone of the event themselves, that we have been blessed in the last almost year to have Parks and Rec in our building every day, that they offer a class Tuesdays and Thursdays that Chris leads. They also offer, like, socialization opportunities when they come and do crafts with us. So, again, we're highlighting, you know, this broad spectrum of things across the community. But, you know, the slice of life at the Senior Center is you can come for lunch, you can come and you can party with Chris because they have way too much fun in there.
Yes. That's awesome.
And then in the same building, you can go and talk with our professionals at ADRC about those real pressing concerns.
Yeah, so you're going to do a pop-up, a health, a fitness sort of movement break, if you will?
Yes, I will be teaching an abbreviated version of my class and talking a little bit about, like, free borough exercise activities and other activities around. Like Ashley says, I'm basically at the Senior Center every day. I'm at all there's a North Pole Senior Center, which is called Santa Senior Center, which
That's
is
right.
another thriving community out there. As she was saying earlier, Parks and Recreation partners with Fairbanks Health Partners to put on this Fairbanks 50 Plus Art of Science and Aging event. It's a good group of people. Like, you picture your ragtag crew brought together by somebody, and that somebody is our Carol Anthony, who's in charge.
Awesome.
She could not be here today, but she has put together an event that just keeps getting better and better and getting more and more momentum. Like I say, we'll have more demonstrations of exercise classes than ever before. And I think we heard officially that it's more vendors than ever before.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is exciting.
Right. Every year you're going to grow.
And, well, our aging population is going to grow every year as well.
Yes.
So it's good that we grow with them.
That's good. Yeah. So, I mean, it's great to hear that we've got, you know, not only some opportunities, a taste of some of the programs and opportunities that are truly actually available year round. So, again, this is it's exciting to see how everything comes together this way, and we're able to share these resources, and our community members can utilize the resources that are available. So congratulations to you both for helping put this together. So I do want to go ahead and take a moment to, we're gonna cut for break here shortly. You've been listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here today with Ashley and Chris. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about why events like this matter and how people can stay connected beyond just this one day. So thanks so much. We'll see you here shortly.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business, where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at UnitedWayTananaValley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're talking about the Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit happening May 8th at the Carlson Center, so coming up this week. For those of you who are just joining us, we are chatting with Ashley and Chris, who are huge resources in putting this event together. We've got Fairbanks Senior Center and Parks and Recreation sharing all of the consolidated resources and activities that we're going to have going on this Friday. So let's talk a little bit more about the bigger picture here. So, you know, why is an event like this so important for our community?
It certainly is one of the only times in a year that we can gather all of our providers, we gather our medical professionals, we gather our senior supports. United Way is going to be there. A lot of our partner agencies that we only get to see on Zoom and get to check in, we all get to be under the same roof that seniors can go from provider or agency or fun event or last year they did gardening. I was a little jealous. They come to our booth with their nice little flower planner, and they get to have all the swag, which is really fun. Everybody turns up and shows up and kind of puts their, you know, their Sunday best on and give away resources. They have, you know, just a wealth of things that they can come and partake in. This is like one time in a year that this happens.
Yeah, what do you see, or what do you hope that people will walk away from after with, you know, what are you hoping that people will walk away with after attending this event, Chris?
I believe I think people will walk away with a wealth of information about resources they may need or knowledge to be able to help people that they know need these resources. As we've heard before, people are not always willing to ask for the help or look for the help for themselves. So a lot of times friends and family members will attend for them, and they will get this information through the grapevine, where it's like, well, there is this nice, or Ethel will tell Agnes.
Yeah. But I also think it's destigmatizing, right?
Yes.
Because it makes me excited.
All one, yeah.
It makes me excited to age.
You have resources. You're not going to be by yourself. This summit really does bring together all of the community resources that people need. And I think something that, you know, it's not even just about finding information about resources they need, but this event is going to provide resources people don't realize they need. People don't realize are available to them. And I think that's a huge piece of why this event is so crucial for the community, is the education piece of, you know, cutting one of the barriers to getting information. And like you said, the stigma. Mm-hmm. People are afraid to ask questions. They're afraid to ask, you know, what they don't know. We do. It's just a human thing that we know what we know, and we feel good with what we know, and this is what we know. And so to ask a question shows vulnerability, and a lot of people have a hard time with that. Especially, you know, when, as you've mentioned, when people age, you start losing some of your independence. Mm-hmm. So having an event like this, where it's a community event, it's not an appointment. This is not a doctor's visit, but this is where you can go to get some resources about some things that maybe you didn't know you need. And I think that's a huge asset for our community to have.
Yeah, because when we say we're turning up and we're showing up, it's because we want the best for everybody, and we want everyone to age well, that everyone is entitled to age well. And so what does that look like? Well, for Fairbanks Senior Center, that means, you know, you come to our booth, you ask, I've been thinking about getting those grab bars in my bathroom, and you're going to talk with me, and we're going to get you an application, and we're going to do it in like a nonchalant way. There is no judgment. There is no – it's just such a welcoming platform.
Yes.
That, again, me and my 37-year-old body, I am truly excited to age, because all of these vendors, all of the providers, partner agencies, AARP, Parks and Rec, you name it, they're going to be there, and they are so excited to be there. And so when we get our seniors in the door, it's too much fun. It's too much fun, Chris.
It's too much fun. It's a good day. Mark your calendars, people. Friday, May 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Carlson Center. Definitely an event you don't want to miss. Like you said, fun. There's food.
It's where seniors see seniors, except for, you know, Fred Meyers or Walmart or Costco. You can see your friends that you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, and it's not just for the seniors. This is definitely for the whole community.
For sure.
For everybody, because honestly, we're all a community. We all interact with each other, and we all have an impact on one another. And so the more we know, we were just talking offline about that. Like, you know, hopefully you know some stuff that I don't know, because, boy, together we can just rule the world here. And I think that's the intent of this summit, is to get everyone together to share those resources, and that's pretty fantastic. So what you'd thrown out a couple of other partners that you've got in on this event here, AARP and Foundation Health. You know, who else is involved in like the coordination of this event? Who's on your committee?
Well, I am a vendor. A lot of people think that because the Senior Center is, you know, the hub of aging, but Parks and Rec does a lot of the heavy lifting. So, you know, this event falls on the heels of the Senior Recognition Day. This event ties right into April being Older Americans Month, celebrating Older American Act. That act is actually one of the keystones to funding of things like Meals on Wheels. And so, you know, we can give Foundation Health Partners a huge kudos to helping coordinate, again, Parks and Rec, more vendors than ever. I think actually I've seen an incomplete list, because each time I talk with Carol, somebody else has come.
Wow.
Somebody, but there's some fun ones. Like there's the traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. She comes every time and does the, you know, look at my tongue and see what's wrong with me.
Oh, how fascinating.
Right? And every time I go, I'm like, oh, what does my tongue say today?
Oh, that is
but
great.
But there's you know, everything from our, you know, lighthearted like that to new vendors that like Cornerstone Caregiving, Golden Solutions, that these senior providers that do a lot more like in-home care, mm-hmm. those very serious things. But again, in an environment, in a platform that is just warm and engaging, and you get to go from booth to booth, you set your own pace, and you get to see what everybody offers.
Yeah.
There's plenty of candy and pens, like.
Yes, collect away, friends.
Ship clips and things, and like think of all of the wonderful candy you can stuff in your purse.
All the greatness.
And hand out to all your family and friends when you see them. It'll be fantastic. But yeah, we have, like I say, a ton of people that will be there with their best smiles on, just waiting to see you and provide help. Whether, you know, it's just an ear, like I've been to, this is my fourth or fifth senior recognition day and seeing all the vendors, and I'm just blown away by the people that I see every year that really actually remember my name usually. And it's like, hey, nice to see you for the first time since last time. And like we set up booths, and it's just welcoming and like a party. During our lunch 2-hour break, well, it's actually a lunch hour break, we will have some music in the background, live music provided. What else is going on that's very special there? If it's nice, we are going to be doing the trail. I can't remember that. We're going to be assessing the trail and seeing if it needs more benches or break spots, because that's one of the big things for walking outside and enjoying the outdoors, is maybe you don't have quite the endurance you used to have, and you don't want to carry around a walker, but you need a frequent break, and it's nice to have nicely placed park benches or, you know, sit and think spots or just quiet areas for people.
So, like last year, I have a question here.
Walking audit.
Last year, there was pickleball set up.
We're having table tennis, I believe,
see,
this year.
Or maybe it's pickleball.
Yeah. It's one of the ball sports.
And they make it look so easy.
Well, that's, I don't awesome. Know if that's I can do that.
I cannot do it. I was watching some of these men and women, and they're in their 70s, maybe 80, and I could not keep up.
Do you think me and you could challenge
I think
it's teamwork. There you go. Well, give it a
like
go.
2-on-2.
I feel like we'd have to tie their hand, like one hand behind their back for them. Like to,
not not dominant handed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, we're so disadvantaged.
You know, but with a lot of opportunity to shine here. So you've got a lot of time to practice before you're for your eligible
year. So any seniors who want to take on me and Ashley at pickleball.
Yeah, just come find us. I'm at the Fairbanks Senior Center booth, and he's wandering around doing what
he's
doing.
Parks and Rec group.
That's perfect.
Or teaching my exercise class.
That's right. So come in, take a look, listen, learn, take away some resources. If you need any more, or if you'd like some more information about this event or to pre-register, registration is not required to attend, but it is encouraged. And head on over to foundationhealth.org/FBX50PLUS. Or just head on over to the Senior Center Facebook page. I believe that even the Fairbanks 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging has its own event page. So on Facebook.
Yep. So I think that's through Foundation Health Partners as of recent, that you can track down the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital or Foundation Health Partners. They have all of the information. What I was told with the registration is it just helps us stay connected with you.
Yes.
So again, as these year after year, this event develops, that perhaps there's going to be satellite events or other things, really just helps us see what that population size that we need to. Maybe we need to do an outdoor event arena someday. You know, the population of Fairbanks and our seniors, 18,000 in the bureau, and we're only getting older. So like Chris mentioned earlier, you know, we need to grow with them.
That's right. And honestly, I thank you both very much for being here to share about this event. And honestly, thank you both for everything that you do all year round for our community. So once again, listeners, I'm Kayla Smith. I'm Executive Director with United Way of the Tanana Valley. Today, we've been visiting with Ashley from Fairbanks Senior Center and Chris from Parks and Recreation. And you have been listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. Be sure to check out the Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit on Friday, May 8th at the Carlson Center from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Great opportunity to learn, connect, and explore what's available in our community. Till next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Have a great day, everybody.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.